Hi there, I'm Hilary, and welcome to this latest podcast from Adept English. This is our Thursday podcast, so it's slightly shorter. And just a reminder that we are running a discount code for our courses this week. If you would like 25% discount off either of our courses, then go to our website, add the course or courses to your shopping basket, and then at the checkout put in the discount code SMART154. 25% off, you know it makes sense. And please remember, this code runs out at midnight on the 16th of September, and it's only available to the first 25 people who use it. When the code's gone, it's gone. So, what shall we talk about today? Well, how about a phrase? One came to mind this week when I was catching up on the news. And of course, in the UK at the moment, there is a lot of discussion about Brexit. Whatever side you are on in the debate, most people are reconciled now to the fact that Brexit is going to happen. We are going to be leaving the EU. However, the more you listen to the discussion, the more the phrase comes to mind. And the phrase is, the devil is in the detail. The devil is in the detail. So what does that mean? Well, let's go through the vocabulary like we usually do. The devil. Well, this word probably comes, or definitely comes, from the Jewish and the Christian traditions. The devil is Satan, Lucifer, Diablo, the evil one. If you believe in heaven and hell, well, hell is where the devil is. The devil is a being who is everything that is evil and bad. And the detail? Detail is a noun, and detailed is the adjective. Or for those of you who are keen on grammar, it's a past participle, but you don't need to worry about that if you don't like grammar. So, detail means all the tiny little parts, all the little things that you need to think about. So you can imagine, in trying to negotiate Britain leaving the EU, there is a lot of detail or a lot of details to be thought about. So the devil is in the detail is really a warning. He's saying, be careful. The agreement, the contract, what's on offer may look okay. It may look fine on the surface. If you don't study it carefully, everything looks okay. But if you look at the detail level, if you look at all the details, you start to see the negatives. The devil is in the detail. So some examples of where we might use this phrase. If cars are made partly in the UK and partly in other countries, what trade tariff will be charged? The devil is in the detail, and we don't currently know the answers. Another example. When my sister went to sign her contract for her new job, she realised that the devil is in the detail. They were expecting her to work far more hours than she'd thought. When you buy a new smartphone and you take out a phone contract, be careful. The devil is in the detail and you may end up paying more money than you expected. So, just a reminder, this week's discount code is SMART154. That's for 25% off our courses. It ends at midnight on the 16th of September and it's available to the first 25 people. There's no devil in the detail with that. It's just nice and simple. Enough for now. Have a lovely day. Speak to you again soon. Goodbye.